There'll be further easing of COVID-19 restrictions today, with inter-county travel and in-person religious services among the activities resuming. Galleries, museums, libraries and other cultural attractions will also reopen. And public transport will operate at 50% capacity. Mary Regan of our political staff.
In the most substantial easing of restrictions so far this year, a range of social and economic activity will resume from this morning. Travel will now be permitted between all counties. There's an increase in the number of people who can meet socially outdoors, including garden visits, limited to 3 households or 6 people. Fully vaccinated people can meet other fully vaccinated people indoors and without masks, with no more than 3 households present. In-person religious services can resume. There will be a limit of 50 mourners at a funeral, while 50 guests can attend a wedding ceremony, but there is a limit of 6 people for indoor receptions and 15 outdoors. Up to 15 people will also be able to attend other organised outdoor gatherings, and adults can train together again in pods of 15. Cultural attractions, including galleries, museums and libraries, will also open.
12,000 businesses are expected to reopen their premises this week. However, the government has said that wherever possible, people should continue to work from home. Public health officials have urged business owners, employees and customers to take great care. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.
After more than 5 long, difficult months, non-essential retailers can from today have customers back to their premises again by appointment for click and collect and for outdoor trading, while personal care service providers like hairdressers, barbers and beauticians can also welcome clients back, and estate agents can also resume holding property viewings by appointment. The government estimates around 100,000 people will return to work this month as the restrictions are reduced. The Taoiseach Dalí of Varadkar described it as a significant week for business, but added that wherever possible, workers should continue to work from home. Despite reports that many retailers have struggled to recruit enough staff after such a long period closed, Retail Excellence said shop owners welcome the opportunity to get trading again. But the organisation has also insisted it's critically important that once reopen, retailers stay open.
People aged 53 can register for an appointment to be vaccinated against coronavirus from today. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin said he expected a 250,000 to 270,000 doses of coronavirus vaccine to be administered this week. 8 people, including a teenage boy, have been arrested by Gardaí in Cork after at least one shot was fired in an estate at Mahon in the city yesterday evening. The incident is understood to be part of a dispute between 2 families. Gardaí have mounted a search for weapons. The United Nations Security Council is holding an emergency meeting this afternoon to discuss an eruption of violence in Jerusalem. Violence broke out for a 3rd consecutive night last night between Palestinians and Israeli police. Palestinians are protesting against plans to evict their families from the east of the city to make way for Jewish settlers. Security in the city has been stepped up ahead of an Israeli flag-waving parade by Jewish nationalists today. There are reports of further clashes in the city this morning. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Take home heating efficiency to new levels with Grant's air-to-water heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
Showers will become widespread today. Some will be heavy with thundery downpours and hail in some parts. It'll become windy near eastern and southern coasts this afternoon. Highest temperatures will range from 12 to 15 degrees.